You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We are back. A busy first hour if you're just joining us. We have the brand new head coach of the University of Kentucky basketball program on, Mark Pope. Fantastic conversation with him. We are off and running with your phone calls already. A bit of controversy from what happened here Friday. And let's check in with Jason up next in Florida. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Listen, first-time caller, long-time listener. Got a few things in common with you. I grew up in Memphis, went to Christian Brothers High School, and graduated from the University of Tennessee, Knoxville.
Oh, my goodness. So that is fairly similar.
Hey, listen, I've been holding this in my back pocket. It's a funny story regarding your favorite old-school Italian restaurant in Memphis. So, back in the summer, visiting with some relatives in Memphis, actually the northern suburbs of Mississippi there, I was with my uncle, and his nephew said to me, "What are you doing tonight?" I said, "Well, I've got a birthday party at the particular restaurant." I said, "I've got to go soon." He said, "Man, I would never eat there. The place is disgusting." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" I said, that's the best Italian food in Memphis. And he's like, he proceeds to tell me, Paul, that he's an air conditioning tech. He's in his young 20s, and he said that he was out there recently for a service call, and that there was this crazy old man with no shoes running around the kitchen, eating food out of the cooler, eating food right off the prep line. And I said, "You're kidding me." He goes, "Yeah, some guy they call Prince Mongo."
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
I thought Prince Mongo died.
I don't know.
Maybe not. By the way, for those who don't know, this guy is a legendary figure he's run for mayor, 15 times. I mean, he is definitely a character in Memphis.
Paul, actually, when I was at Christian Brothers, the first time I ever got to drink alcohol at a bar was one of his places in downtown Memphis. You're right. He's been around for, 100 years.
Yeah, he may still be around for all I know. He is still alive, by the way. I didn't mean to bury him, but I do that occasionally. That is really funny. You grew up in Memphis, obviously, and moved away. I'm taking it from the fact you're in Florida.
Yeah, I'm in the scenic 38 area. I'm near Rosemary Beach, and I tell you, Paul, you always talk about the melting pots of the SEC fans being Nashville and Atlanta. I really think it's down here. Everyone that vacations here is from an SEC school, and my dream is one day someone will build a stadium down here. We can have SEC schools play football here because, we've got so much lodging. We got great seafood. We got great beaches, and it's just an SEC culture here. So maybe one day it'll happen.
That is really Jason, thank you very much. And that is, we're going to be down in your area in about a month. Thank you very much. And by the way, I don't know if you the new Taylor Swift record came out over the weekend, and she actually name dropped Destin, which is pretty close to where he was referring to, in one of the songs. Didn't see it coming, did you?
No.
What can I tell you? Jack is up next in Savannah. Hello, Jack.
Paul, how you doing, buddy?
We are doing great.
Hey, guess what? You can't take no days off, man. Okay.
I am not leaving again because I'm too concerned about what will happen here.
Man, Friday, Alyssa didn't do anything wrong, man. I was surprised that Jim did what he did. And, he should have called to apologize because she did nothing wrong. And he was just nasty. And like an old man off my lawn attitude, he's always angry anyway. But it's like, but she held her own, man. She professional through and through. And I don't agree with Todd, and I don't definitely agree with AJ, but what they did Friday, it was cool with me, man. And that guy, Chris from South Carolina, that's why you're a Clemson fan. Shut up. Guess what? I don't have any daughters, but guess what? I got sisters and nieces, you know what I mean? And the way he talked to that girl, that young lady, excuse me, was pathetic. So, Jim, get some real boxers and take out them lace underwear and stop being so sensitive with your rabbit ears. All right, Paul, have a good day, buddy.
Hey, thank you very much. Bash is next.
Bash Brother Paul, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Bash Brother Randy, you're in the studio.
Bash.
My man. How was your weekend in Norman, Oklahoma, Paul?
It was fantastic, Bash. What about you?
Well, Paul, that was what I was going to ask you about. You know, you are one of the smartest persons I've ever talked to, Paul. When I asked you last week, Paul, are you going to be coming out to Colorado? You're like, not yet. Let me let it warm up a little bit. And just like you called it, Paul, it was 30 degrees this weekend, and it snowed from Thursday to Saturday.
Yeah, it got cold out in Oklahoma, and it got cold here when I got back. It was freezing this morning when I woke up, but I think that will be the final bout with winter. But Bash, I think you still. I was in where was I about a number of years ago? I was in Colorado Springs Memorial Day weekend, and there was still snow on the top of the mountain.
Well, I'll be in Boulder probably during that time, and I'll be saying the exact same thing. And that's what I want to ask about, Paul. If you ever want to come out to Colorado during later in the summer, you know your boy here can hook you up with some NBA playoff tickets if you want to experience one of the greatest sport spectacles that I still believe you. Have you ever been to an NBA playoff game before, Paul?
I've been to a number of NBA games, but I don't think I've ever been to a playoff game.
Well, just like we talked about before, I can hook you up with the courtside seats, not the suite seats, like you want to be in the with the people. You
no,
want to
no,
experience
I
the event,
like
not with them.
So, well, Bash, you want to go, Randy?
Sure, let's go.
Imagine hanging out with Bash. I know what you're thinking.
My concession
deal just built. Well, Bash, I'll get with Randy, and we will let you know when we're heading out. Thanks so much for the call. David is up next in Georgia. Hey, David.
It is fine, Mom. How are you?
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'm first-time caller, long-time listening viewer. UGA grad, 1966, so that tells you how old I am.
Yes, sir.
I enjoy your program, especially during football season, but I turned on today and some guy was on talking about multiple personalities, and I told the screener, I said, is this a mental health hotline or is it an SEC sports show? How do you
you know what? I don't know the answer to that.
And what happened Friday? Did Jim act ugly to your fill-in host?
Well, that is what several people have said.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't listen Friday. I was busy.
Okay.
And my only other question is, I hear everybody talking about Georgia, but then I hear some of the guys in the area where I live, of course, they're Auburn and Alabama fans, they're saying that Georgia's highly overrated and they don't have anything. So what is your just general
Well, I don't know how anybody could possibly say that about Georgia. It's been the best program in college football about the last 3 or 4 years. So
right.
It's absurd to think that they're overrated.
Oh, I just wondered, you know, I've been through the bad times and the not so bad times and not so good times, and we're enjoying Kirby being coach. So.
Well, he is a fantastic coach. Thank you very, very much for the call. Appreciate it. Let's move along and check in with Brad, who's in Macon. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Mr. Paul. It's great to have you back, brother.
Thank you very much.
Hey, man. Last year, the Pac-12 got a little credit for having the best quarterbacks. But I'm telling you, this year, Paul, can nobody say the SEC don't have its share, because I'm looking around and been following football for a lot of years, a lot of decades. And this year is loaded with quality quarterbacks. What do you think, Mr. Paul?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think there are the, you start at Georgia and you work your way around. I mean, there are some fantastic. We had Jalen Miller on the other day. We had Mertz on, who's a really good quarterback. Ole Miss is in great shape. I think even LSU was Nussmeier.
Oh, I'm telling you, Nussmeier bombed us in the SEC champion. We could not stop that guy.
No.
And I'm telling you, when you figure in him, Dart, Mertz, Milroe, Beck, and then you still have Quinn Ewers out there. I have never seen a league this much filled with quality quarterbacks, and a quarterback can only take you – the quarterback will take you as far as you can go, and it's the most important position. And that's why I think the SEC will eat up those 12 slots in the playoff this year, Paul. But, hey, brother – thank you so much for taking my call, and it's great to see you again.
Thank you very much, brother. Brad. You be well. Why don't we take a short break here? We've been busy with, of course, Coach Pope a few minutes ago from UK. More of your calls right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back. It's great to have all of you here. Todd is up next. Hey, Todd.
Hey, this is wide open. It all ends now, Paul. How you doing, buddy?
Todd, great to have you.
You too, brother. Hey, you can't leave us, Paul. We need a babysitter to babysit us. But I want to tell you, Alyssa held her on. It was good. But, Paul, Spurl got too mad at you a while ago because he didn't get to tell you what was real funny. The whole world stopped at one time. When Alyssa asked Jim how old he was, I guarantee you everybody watching Paul Feinbaum paused because I was just waiting to see what, but he wouldn't tell us. But anyway, Paul, what happened was, do you remember Bob from Fort Worth calling the other day and getting on Jim, said he would fly his airplane
to meet Jim? Come down and personally take care of him.
Yes, that's Paul. Jim got me mixed up with Bob. That's what happened. But it's okay. Because I still love Jim. He's a good caller. Oh, I love AJ. He's a good caller. I'm even starting to love old John. He's a good caller, too. But, Paul, I don't know what I'd have done if I'd have saw Jim talk to her in person like he did the other day. Now, I think if I was Jim, I would apologize to Alyssa Lane. I believe I'd do that. But anyway, it's all under the thing. But, Paul, it was radio gold. If y'all ever write another song, put that in there when Alyssa asked him how old he was.
We will. Thank you very much, Wyatt. Rick in Houston is up next. Hey, Rick.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. Oh, I'm convinced that the old boy is, he's an ostrich. He wakes up every day, pulls his head out of the sand in his whole new world. He creates the world that he lives in every day. And what he said to you today, he's just a pathological liar of what he said about Alyssa, because Alyssa didn't do a darn thing to rile him up. And just like Squirrel said, he drug Laura in there too, and said he had no respect for either of them anymore. And I don't know what's wrong with the guy, but he's got some serious issues. But you get a chance to listen to the whole phone call, Paul, you ought to, because it was a piece of work.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. Well, Rick, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Let's check in next with Swamp Dog.
Hello, Mr. Paul.
Hey,
yeah,
Swamp.
I'm doing the same thing. Yeah, can you hear me?
I sure can.
I'm doing the same thing everybody else is doing right here. I talked to Alyssa myself Friday, and I heard all the call that Jim made with her. And Squirrel was right. You said you couldn't believe that Jim would say that about Rutledge and Lang like he did, but he did. And those ladies are good at what they do because they're good at what they do, not because men make googly eyes at them.
So what did he say about Laura Rutledge? That's what I'm, do you remember?
He said, he was implying that they got to where they are because they're pretty, not because of their talent. Okay? And you know that's not true. They're both that good.
That's absurd.
It's not because they look good. They know what they're talking about, you know? I listen to them just like I would any man, because they know what they're talking about when they talk about sports. And I'm going to say this about Jim, too. He reminds me of my ex-wife.
Ooh, that's not a compliment.
She battles people every day. All right, well, here's why I say that. You didn't ask her who she talked to that day when you come home from work and you say, hey, how's your day or whatever. You say, well, who'd you fight with today? Because every day's a battle with somebody. And the whole world can't be wrong. At some point, you got to figure maybe you're the one that's wrong. And I think Jim's kind of in that same kind of mode. You can't just say that everybody's out to get you. You know, that's the way he thinks. And that's just not the truth.
Well,
Swamp,
thanks for clarifying that. Let's move along. And yeah. Tanner in Tuscaloosa is up next.
Hey, Paul, you enjoy Oklahoma?
I sure did. It was great.
That's awesome, man. I might be going out there for the game this year. I can't decide if I want to go there or Wisconsin, but I'm definitely doing one of those trips. But glad you had a good time, Paul. But as far as Friday's show goes, nothing. It didn't surprise me. We all know who Jim is. I mean, he said some outlandish things. That's who he is. That's what he does. That's his bread and butter. But, Paul, the only thing that caught me off guard, he told a lie that was so blatant. It was so obvious. It's like, come on, Jim, you're better than this. He said he filed a police report. Jim, if you wouldn't file a police report, then it'd all go to public record and we could find out your age. You didn't file a police report.
So what did he filed a police report about?
Was it the guy in Shelby County who said he?
Oh, Todd.
I don't know. Jim was told. Yeah, he said I called the Shelby County Sheriff something. Whatever, Jim, step your game up, man. I know you tell lies, but you've done far better lies than that. So just either you're a liar or a yellow-bellied coward. So you come back on this show and tell me which one's which, because I don't think you filed a police report. And if you did, this is the Paul Feinbaum Show. Who, really, man? But all right, Paul, you have a good day and roll tide.
Okay, well, thank you, Tanner. Jim?
There's another lie, Paul. Another lie. Let me say something to all these lying scumbags. That's all we are. And I am going to quit the show again. I don't want to tolerate this kind of crap. This is pure crap. I'm telling you, Paul. But here's what the guy just said, Tanner, he's another liar. Hey, let me tell you something, Tanner. I don't know if you think you're a Christian or not. Some people frankly claim they're a Christian. I'll tell you right now, all you liars, all you guys that think you're a Christian, judge not, lest you be judged. And when you better believe that's severe from God Almighty, what he will do and say to you at one point in life, later or hereafter, I promise you that. Judge not, lest you be judged. I never said, as Ryan Tanner said, I never said I filed a police report on Todd. I said I reported it to the police. You asked me that the other day, and that's exactly what I told you. Is it not?
Yeah, I mean, there is a difference.
You damn right it's a difference. To report something, you have to fill out. I just reported that to the police. That's simple as that. Kind of lied again. See, they try to stretch the truth. That's all they do. But you know that. I know you know the game, Paul. You love to get me involved in it, but you know the game. You know I'm not a scumbag. You know I'm not a liar. And you know I'm not an old man. And most of these jerks are old men. Just trying to. You know what? I got surprised the other day, and I want to thank him. Let me say this right now. Handsome Joe called in after I called on the show, and one of the things I think I told Alyssa, I say, all these people are trying to do is get a ride on my back, and that's all they do. And Handsome Joe called in and said, Jim's right, Alyssa. That's all they're doing is trying to ride on his back by making all these derogatory comments. I want to thank Handsome Joe. He finally came to the front as a real Christian, as a real man, which should do, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jim, for clarifying that.
Well, I have clarified, but you keep taking these calls, Paul. You sound like a listener. And I didn't trash. That's another lie about what the guy said about Laura Rutledge. I did not do that. All you have to do is listen to the tape, Paul. But I'm tired of this. I'm just tired of this crap. Don't you understand that?
I blame you, by the way. I mean, since we came on the air here an hour and a half ago, it's like everyone has just taken a swing at you.
Well, that's all it's been for the last month. Most of my career on this show, Paul.
You're right.
In the last. Anyway, thank you very much. Well,
thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. Well, Justin is up next. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
Okay.
So, Friday, I was the first one to mention anything about Jim, and I actually called him Jim Biden, him and John. I think there's a lot of similarities between Jim and Joe Biden, the stuttering, the forgetting everything, because he daggum sure forgot what he said to Alyssa and about, what's her name? I can't remember her name.
Alyssa Lane.
Laura Rutledge.
Laura Rutledge, yeah.
Yeah, but he forgot about what he said about her, but he always talking about he's just defending himself. Well, I heard Wednesday, he came on right after a guy and called him an idiot and a moron and all that, and the guy didn't say anything about it. So Jim's full of crap, and we all know that. But, yeah, I just wanted to say I appreciate him proving my point of Jim Biden, and I don't know if you heard, but I compared him, since nobody knows what he looks like, I compared him to the water boy, and my best example is comparing him to Ace Ventura when he's in the mental hospital in the tutu in the courtyard dancing. That's how I picture Jim every time he calls.
Well, thank you for clarifying that. We're heading to the break. We've already had the head basketball coach on from the University of Kentucky. More guests in the next hour. We're coming right back.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back, and we appreciate all of you being here as well. Daryl is up next in Georgia. Hey, Daryl.
What's going on, Paul?
Hey there.
All right, first let me say this to Jim. Okay? Jim, a wise, wise man that graduated from the University of Tennessee, had his own radio show at one time in Birmingham, Alabama, now has his show, one of the top sports shows in the country at ESPN, once told me many, many years ago, it doesn't matter what they say as long as they're saying something. You know what I mean? And Jim, that just comes along, hey, comes along with being the great one, man. I mean, it just comes along with the territory. That's just how the cookie crumbles. Now, Paul, did you watch any of the Masters?
Sure.
And Scottie Scheffler, is he like probably the closest we've seen since Tiger Woods from dominating? Would you agree with that?
Undoubtedly. I mean, he is. I mean, won again yesterday, this morning. I mean, he's close to being flawless.
I would agree. You know what? There's one thing about I noticed at the Masters, Paul. Okay, in the field we had Tiger Woods, former great; Phil Mickelson, former great; Vijay Singh, former great; Freddie Couples, former great. None of them guys now can rarely contend with the top golfers on tour. And that just tells me that golf is definitely a young man's sport. Paul, I was looking at Georgia's upcoming football schedule. It is absolutely brutal. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, no, it really is. When and we'll show it in a minute, but you know, the road games, I mean, the fact that they're on the road at one, two, three of the probably top six or seven schools in the country.
Oh, absolutely. Clemson, I think, Alabama. I know we got then Auburn.
Well, Alabama, in addition to Clemson, which will be right outside the top ten.
Yep, I agree. I heard the Bammers, you know, they're already – I tell you what, boy, when somebody leaves, they just, like, forget about them. This new guy, they got – he's so great. They were so great, looked so good in the spring game. You can't look good in the spring game. If you got good on good, you cannot look good in the spring game. Some of your offense might look good, but that means your defense will look good. But as a total, there's no way. And I want to remind the Alabama fans of one thing, Paul. I did a little research. They like bringing up that Kirby Smart was 1-5. Against Nick Saban. Guess what Alabama's record was against Nick Saban? 1-4, okay? 1-4. Okay. I got one more thing for you, Paul. Who are the last two SEC football teams in college football to be ranked number one?
Well, Georgia's one of them.
Georgia and Tennessee. Roll Tide. See you, Paul.
Johnny B is up next.
I'm confused about some of that stuff Daryl was saying. But,
yeah, I was too, but that's normal.
He's got to be kin to Jimbo Fisher. He's got to be. Anyway, you know, somebody will call in roaring their head about something, and you often chastise them that if they don't know the facts, they shouldn't, you know, tell stuff. And it's amazing that 99.9% of these callers are agreeing that Jim made a fool of himself the other day, and you're, you know, willing to stand behind him without really, as you say, not seeing the whole thing. But Alyssa did a great job. She was fun. She interacted on social media and on the show. She took more calls than anybody, and she didn't deserve to be berated by that fool from Tuscaloosa. And I'm glad that people are going after him today. And I got to pull out of here in a little bit and go watch my 8-year-old granddaughter play softball. I think it's very important we have adults there, because you got people, you know, like the guy that quits all the time, that it's important for adults to be around and keep an eye on the children. So I'm going to get on out of here and go make sure she's protected against people that attack women and children.
Ryan is up next in Massachusetts. Hey, Ryan.
Hi, how you doing, Paul?
We are doing well.
So I'm a high schooler, and so I've got some prom issues.
Okay.
Very, very difficult. You know, the girl that I asked originally, she said yes, and then I call her the next day, and she says, you can't put me on the spot. You know, I don't know what to do now. And so my issue is that I asked another girl. She said she would go. And then she just posted a picture of her on social media with another guy. So I'm not sure what to do from here.
Okay, let's get a couple of facts down here, Ryan, and we'll help you. When is the prom?
So the prom is on Saturday, May 4th.
Okay, so it's 2 weeks away.
Yep.
The girl number one, I assume that was your first choice, right?
Absolutely.
And she said yes, and did she say no the second time around?
Yeah, the second time around, she pretty much said no. You know, she said, don't put me on the spot, and I don't know if I can go anymore. So, yeah.
I mean, it's been a while since I've been to the prom, but usually you call a girl, you ask them, they say yes. It's not like you really need you need it in blood. Explain to us how you put it to her when you asked girl number one the question.
Yeah, so I said to her, I said it pretty straight up. I said, hey, I know you're a senior, but would you want to come to prom with me? Because I'm a junior. And so I asked her, you know, pretty straight up, would you want to go to prom with me?
And how well did you know her?
I've known her for a good bit, probably about maybe 4 years now.
But had you ever been out with her?
No, we had hung out a few times.
Okay, I mean, is it unusual to ask somebody at the prom that you have never been out with before?
I wouldn't say so.
Okay.
I mean,
usually isn't that someone familiar?
Yeah.
Okay, girl number two, you asked, and she said, is she still on the record of having said yes?
Yeah, so okay. She did say yes, and I was going to take her because two of my friends were already going with her.
The issue here isn't girl number one. I'm just using that for not exactly proper gender description, but for the purpose of understanding. She posted a picture how recently after you asked her of her and another guy.
Maybe about a week.
Ryan is, I'll try not to sound too flippant here. Why does it matter that she, in what context did she post? I mean, did she say they're in a relationship?
Yeah, well, you know,
sometimes in social media, I think on Facebook, you can declare I am in a relationship with so-and-so, right?
Yeah. She just didn't post it on Facebook. She posted it on a different social media.
And what did she say about this guy?
Well, it was pretty clear. He took her out to dinner, and then they posted a picture following up of them holding hands.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So you have a weekend and you've got about 12 days to, is there another possibility for you, like a third choice?
I'm hoping so. In other news, I did call the Seattle Seahawks headquarters to see if they could send one of their players out, but they still haven't gotten back in touch with me.
Ryan, is there anything wrong with going with the second girl, even though she's holding hands with this guy?
I don't know. I just feel like that would be a little looked down upon.
Okay. Let's go back to girl number one.
Yeah.
Why don't you call her and say, listen, I know I put you on the spot. That was unfair. Why don't you take some time and think about it and let me know if you're interested, because I asked another girl and she's in a relationship, so I'm in a bad spot.
Yeah.
I think you, I don't advise that, but why don't you go back to girl number one?
Okay. Yeah.
By the way, what I don't understand is this. Because, I mean, back in the day, that was always painful. I once, did not want to, somebody's father asked me, would you go in there and ask my daughter to dance? That's being put on the spot. I knew she would say yes, but it's always difficult to call somebody up at any age and say, hey, would you like to go to the prom? It's not like, would you like to go grab, you know, coffee at Starbucks? I would go back to girl number one and maybe blow off girl number two, because clearly she is not going to say
okay.
You agree?
All right, well, I do appreciate that.
I don't like the idea
that.
Of her posting a picture.
Yeah, me either. I thought it was a little,
yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was doing too much, but.
Yeah. I would get it. I would just let her, can you text her or something and say, you know, something's come up?
Yeah. I think I'll just blow her off.
Yeah,
and then I'll just ask the first
Don't worry
girl.
About her.
Yeah.
But I think what we need to do is figure out a way to get you back with girl number one. You want me to call her?
Yeah, sure.
I might just say, hey, listen, I think you're being unfair to Ryan. Where in Massachusetts are you, Ryan?
I'm from Andover.
Oh, okay. That's a famous place.
Yeah.
You got quite a school up there, Andover.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah. Okay, Ryan, get rid of number two. I would go back to number one and say, listen, I'm not putting you on the spot, my fault, but think about it, and I'm around. I'm waiting for you. I really would like to go with you.
Yeah.
Good?
Okay.
Okay, let me know.
Yeah.
We're here. We have to take a break. Anybody else has any prom issues? Right here. We are your source. We're coming right.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. As the second hour is running out of time, let's check in with Dominic in Pittsburgh.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
We are doing great.
How was Oklahoma?
It was great. I mean, their level of excitement coming into the SEC is simply out of this world.
Yeah. And did you get a chance to watch that Texas spring game? Arch Manning played really well.
Yeah, I saw some highlights of it. I obviously didn't get a chance to see it, but I think Arch has made a very smart decision being patient, and I think he's going to be dynamic when he finally gets in there.
I agree. And a big pickup for the Tide, Graham Nicholson, new Bama kicker, who won the Lou Graza Award as best kicker in the nation and beat out Reichert for it. And special teams is one-third of the game, because just ask Georgia's kicker, Peyton Woodyard, SEC championship. Doink!
Yeah, Dominica, that was a major pickup.
Yeah, and I'll see you down at Regions Golf Tournament, and maybe me, you, and Randy could do a little putting contest at 9 p.m. at the ninth hole. Just like Happy Gilmore, Paul, you know I got them VIP passes. I told you I know some people, and we can make our bets in the locker room.
I can't wait to see you, though. That's about 2 weeks away, Dominic.
Yeah. And as always, roll damn tide, Paul. See you later, buddy.
Lee is up next in Cincinnati. Hey, Lee.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call. And I don't mean to throw a monkey wrench into this prom version of the Bash Gym Show, but in all seriousness, the Florida Gators did not look too impressive, in my opinion, in the spring game. I'm kind of worried because Greg McElroy, one thing he said, and this is why I'm bringing this up, he said Florida Gators are always going to have talent. But what do you think? How good do you think the Gators are going to be? You think they'll even go 500 this year?
Yeah, I talked to him, Greg, about that this morning, and he does think they have enormous talent. It's just, what do they do with that? And I think it's also a matter of management. How do they survive the schedule? Everybody talks about the back end of the schedule, but there's some landmines early on that I think they can survive, but it's not a matter of hoping. They have to, because if they limp through the first half of the season, I see a disastrous finish.
Well, do you think even if they finish at 500, do you think that that will save Napier's job? Because
no.
Let's face it, it is an incredibly difficult schedule, okay? And being a Florida Gator fan, I love it. I love the fact that every game you're playing against top competition. But you don't think so? You don't think if they go 7-5, you don't think Napier's going to save his job then either?
You know, I mean, I think he was given some grace last year, and you can argue whether it was the right decision or not. And frankly, we won't know until the upcoming year, but there is no way, in my estimation, he survives another average season.
Well, unfortunately, I'm tempted to agree with you. I just wish they'd give him 4 years simply because I don't think it's fair to bring a coach in, expect him to take players that everybody else had. I think that he's been given a chance to put his own
philosophy to work. Lee, this isn't 1975. I mean, you can turn a roster around very quickly and very dramatically nowadays. So I think the normal 4-year standard does not apply anymore.
Well, I understand you because of the transfer portal. You're absolutely right. Look what Lane Kiffin's done with it. He's been amazing at Ole Miss. So hopefully Florida will be able to take some keys.
I mean, I think it's
very much.
I don't think it's so much the record with Billy Napier. I think it's just the way that it's the tone and tenor of the season. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. Rocky is in Louisiana. Hey, Rocky.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I know it was a busy weekend this weekend, but did you catch the Lady Tigers winning the NCAA Gymnastics Championship?
Yeah, I was able to see some of the recap, and what a dramatic finish. That was incredible.
It was incredible. Since Scott Woodward's been there, they've won 4 national championships.
Yeah, I mean, Scott's one of the top people in the whole country, and this should not be a surprise what he has done with that athletic department.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.